Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. I'm Roxanne Wilson. It's good to see you all today. It is the 8th of March. It is International Women's Day. So if you're a woman, happy day. And this whole month is, of course, Women's Month. It's all about, it's Women's History Month, I should say. All about celebrating us. So if you are a woman and you have forgotten how awesome you are, or have forgotten how awesome your ancestors are and all the things that women have done just to make this world what it is, time to celebrate it. Amazing. Good time as well to celebrate any female creators or businesses out there as well. Yeah. And if you don't know a little bit about Women's History Month or International Women's Day, this is a good time to kind of lean in, because you're going to see a lot of that today. So, it is Friday. Hope you're having a great day. Yesterday for me was definitely a day. It's funny because I love to go to dance, but it's like smack dab in the middle of the day, which makes it a little bit difficult. Like by the time I get home, it's like noon. It's like, okay, now it's like go, go, go. But I just need to embrace that and know that when I get home at 11 or 12, that's going to be my time to do all my work. And then half a work day, why not? Mm-hmm. Whoever said work days have to be 8-9 hours, I pack it in. So I'll be doing that. We've been watching The Morning Show. Have you ever seen it on Apple TV? I have. I watched season one and two previously on my own, but Scott got into it. And now we just finished season two. So season three, which I've not seen yet, which is like 2 years in, like they jumped 2 years, is we'll be kicking that off. And we also have been watching Ted Lasso, which has been actually really cute. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Ted Lasso. And finally Scott turned it on and it is actually really funny. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I truly love the characters, even though like they're nemesis for now at least, or nemesis. What's the plural of nemesis? Anyway, really, really great acting and great characters that I already adore. So that's kind of fun too. This weekend happens to be the Oscars. Will you be watching? I want to say, I mean, I might turn it on, but there used to be a time where I was all in. In fact, when I was in law school, which was a long time ago. Hi, darling.
What are you talking to?
I'm doing the Rocks Talk show. He just brought me a chai latte from Starbucks. Aww. I'll keep him. Chai latte with almond. That's like perfect. Yummy. Okay. So, thank you, my love. One of my goals in law school, it has nothing to do with law, believe it or not, but it was to watch all of the movies that were nominated for the Oscars. So we would go, and there were special nights where there's like discounts. I don't know what things are dropping. It's all good. And we'd go and we'd watch the movies because I wanted to like really assess that year, which one I thought would be the best. I don't know if I made it through all of them. I made it through some of them. Hopefully you just took a sip of something wonderful too. Oh. But movies for me have lost their loving feeling a lot. In fact, I always, in the last 10 years, I'm like, I don't watch movies. So I'll always be like, have you seen that movie? I'm like, never seen that one. I know the best movies out there. I mean, everyone knows Dirty Dancing is the best movie of all time. Second best movie of all time, Sound of Music. So I've seen the good stuff, but the rest of the stuff, not so much. So I know Oppenheimer, I didn't see it, but I know that is really the one. In fact, many people have said that this is the most boring Oscar run ever because it's like Oppenheimer or bust. I do know that Ryan Gosling's going to be performing I'm Just Ken or whatever song it is. He's going to be performing at the Oscars, and Billie Eilish will as well too with her brother. So that song, What Was I Made For? I actually love it. It's like Chef's Kiss, so good. So that'll be exciting. Don't know if I'm going to watch it for that, but I will give you any of the highlights you need to know about the Oscars. I'll be sure to be able to give you those on Monday. So don't worry. You don't have to watch if you don't want to. Do you watch movies? It's funny because I watch a lot of TV. Oh, look, Maisie just made a sighting. Let's hope she doesn't go to the bathroom right there. She's sniffing. Maisie. Distract that one. Why are you sniffing? So interestingly enough, whenever I'm being neutral, I usually say I'm Sweden. You ever use that phrase? Like I'm Sweden. What's your opinion on something? I'm Sweden. I don't think we can say that anymore. Because Sweden just took a side and is now a member of NATO. So who is Switzerland? I say I'm Swedish. I'm Sweden. What are we going to say now? I'm neutral. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. I was like, oh, A little interesting tidbit. I was like, okay, that's different. Today, this weekend, I need to remind you, this is very, very important. Daylight savings. So we're going to spring forward. So if you're in a state that observes daylight savings, just get ready to move your clocks. Now, I am not in a state that does that. I am back in Arizona, my home state, and we don't do that nonsense. However, because I do, it, like when I was younger, it was not a big deal. We didn't really know about it, whatever. It was a thing. Wasn't a thing. But now that I do so much internationally, globally, now that I do so much nationally, it is also something I have to be aware of because now, technically I'm on Mountain Time right now, I'll be on Pacific technically, and Yukon is what the time is actually called. But everything switches for me because it doesn't switch for you. Figure out that tongue twister. So anyone I usually talk to at a certain time, I just have to be very like deliberate and about it. So I'm like, okay, we got to get this right. But we'll be on Pacific time, which honestly, not my favorite time zone. Lived in that time zone for what, 7 years? Not my favorite. My favorite time zone is actually Central, which I did live in Central probably longer than anywhere. I think it's true. Central rocks because you're only an hour behind Eastern, as you know. She keeps sniffing that area. You see that? And you're only 2 hours behind ahead of Pacific. So you're kind of in that nice zone. Also, I like Central because if you notice, TV will be like, okay, it's going to be at 9-8 Central, which means that you're watching TV the same time that the East Coast is. You've probably thought about this, but this is very important because when I went to law school at Michigan, and Michigan, just so you know, even though it's Midwest, is East Coast, it boggled my mind to then discover that people in Michigan watch the news at 11 o'clock. See, because in the central time zone and in Arizona, news is at 10 o'clock. Then you go to bed. That's kind of the tradition, right? Well, East Coast, news is at 11 o'clock. So that really like messed with my head because that means that they are like up for an extra hour. They still get like the Today Show and Good Morning America at 7 a.m. However, their last news shows up at 11 o'clock. Does that not boggle your mind? It boggles mine too. I'm like, wait a moment. Now I know in New York, people are slower to like get up and whatnot technically, but there's a lot more. The idea that if you're on the East Coast, you're technically up and at them for an extra hour a day. I'm just telling you, West Coast has that. And West Coast as well too. West Coast does that nonsense too. West Coast has the news late. What is that about? So really, Central and Yukon, aka Arizona, and I'm not sure when Mountain Time has their news, but the fact that news is an hour late, I want to know who made that decision, because it really does change the like zeitgeist for a whole community of people in that time zone. Just food for thought. And I will say one thing I did like about living in California. I don't know if other Pacific Coast or PST time do this, but what I did enjoy was when there was a award show, which was technically being done in like Los Angeles, but was airing like was at 4 o'clock because it had to be done for East Coast. They would play it in real time and then play it again. And I did always enjoy that because I'm like, thank you. Don't make me wait because then on social media, it's just going to bust it. So if there's anything like that, they would show it twice. Loved that. That was a clutch move. Sometimes the reality competition shows, they do that as well too. That I appreciated. Because otherwise, what's the point? Like you watch Dancing with the Stars and they're like, voting is closed. Yeah, voting is closed because you did it for the East Coast. So if you're on the West Coast, you either have to just be diligent about voting without ever seeing anything or just allow the East Coast to decide and Central Time Zone to decide the fate of things. Think about that. True story. That's how it was. So I much prefer central time in general. But let's see, I might love Arizona time again, Yukon. It's just having to change everything. Like I have YouTube workshops, by the way, and I realized I set them for mountain time thinking that daylight savings was a week later. And then I'm like, wait, what time is it really going to be on? It's just playing with the time zones because now I'm back to three. Although I just moved, so probably three is probably easier for me to wrap my brain around the 3 hours instead of the 2 hours. We all just need to get rid of daylight savings. You all just need to get on board with Arizona and Hawaii, who have it right, two great states, and who realize that we're not farming anymore. Let's get over it and just let the time be the time. Just a thought. Just a further thought. I have been doing different things on TikTok. I've told you that. Follow me at Rocks Talks Show on TikTok. And I found, if you're a creator or if you're a social seller, I found a light that I'm in love with that I did a video on. You'll have to check it out. But what I love, and I think I'll do a short on it as well too. In fact, I know I'm going to do a short. I'll do a YouTube short on it. I'll put that up in the next few days. Don't ask me when. But here's why I love it. Because it's like $5 and it replaces the big ring lights and all the things. We've come a long way, baby, and gives you some great lighting. And I was just thinking about that because I've been doing a lot of YouTube videos, TikTok videos, and I'll be moving a lot of those to the shorts. Got a lot of great feedback on my website, which was really exciting. Thank y'all for going to it, rockstalks.co, to check it out. What I like about it is you can see everything. So if you're coming there and you want to see like what I offer, you can find those things. And I even have an events calendar. If you're coming there and you want to see like, hey, I want to hire you as a content creator, create some content for me, there's a link there. You can do that. I've really streamlined all of it. So you can see my portfolio. You can see all of it there. And there's of course a page for the Rocks Talk Show. I'm building out different things and then you can link to Amazon. It's all there for you. So definitely check it out. And I love feedback on it. It was a labor. Scott's like, you're still working on this. I'm like, do you understand how long a website takes to like, even if you already have the website, to recreate it somewhere else and to filter? There's something called energy leaks. Have we talked about that yet? I don't think we have. I'll talk about it again if we have. I learned this from one of my coaches about a year or so ago. And I was like, huh. She was talking about how if you leave different things open, could be relationships, could be accounts, could be things you just never use anymore. If you leave those open, they're actually energy leaks, which is taking and sucking time from you. And so she suggested, she's like, what would it look like if you took some time every so often and just got rid of the energy leaks? That is so freeing. That sometimes for me transpires into like going through my emails and unsubscribing to a bunch of places. I just don't even read them. As long as I don't love them, I'll find them again when I want to, but unsubscribing to that. Stopping like text messages that you're not really looking to or interested in. Oh, I've got a bunch of those I can do. It also means like going into Facebook and seeing what groups you're technically still in and getting out of those groups. Why are you in those anymore? Getting rid of those energy leaks is huge. And what I found was when I moved my website, it was a purge of energy leaks. There were programs and things that I'm like, you know what? I can let those go. Or I really streamlined my offerings to make it super simple for everyone. And I loved that. So I would encourage you to ask yourself this weekend, you have time. I mean, it's like daylight savings. It's spring is almost here. What is an energy leak that you currently have? And how can you get rid of it? It could be so minor. You know, it literally could be like unsubscribing to something, but not my newsletter. Don't unsubscribe to that. You would be amazed at just the lightening of the load. We don't realize, getting rid of energy leaks could even be going through your phone and closing all those apps that are running in the background that you don't use. Oh, Lord. It could also be like reading all your text messages and emails. I'm not doing that. That ultimately mine will be big numbers. But there are other things that I can do to just streamline those energy leaks. I encourage you to do that. It's a little freeing as well. All right. So that is all I have for you today. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, you're springing forward, so you're going to lose an hour. So if you need to go to bed early, go to bed early. Gosh, it's so nice that our phones just change for us. You know, the machines, the robots just change the time for us and tell us what it is so we don't have to manually do it. But do it in your car. Don't forget to do that. If your car doesn't do it, your car's probably do it. Yeah, probably do it. But if it doesn't, do that thing. I will see you on Monday. Cannot wait. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you've not signed up for the YouTube workshop that is coming up on Wednesday, I do have slots available. I'd love to see you there. I'll dive into like things like how to use YouTube Shorts, really grow your following, your brand and to make some money. Some other great things as well, too. And we'll be talking about how to set up a channel. You'd think it's simple, but there's so many different ways to do it. And there's so much information on there that I know it can be overwhelming. So it's going to be a great workshop. Can't wait to see you there. And in the meantime, go be great. Bye, everybody.